This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Let's talk a little bit about Yemen. Just a few hours ago, it was leaked that it is highly likely that the United States government is going to redesignate the group known as the Houthis as a terrorist organization. That just to give you a very, very quick background, 3 years ago, Joe Biden took the Houthis off of America's terror list. And now, for reasons that I have to question, they're being put back on the list. I want to tell you why it's important. I want to tell you what that designation means and does, and tell you, forgive me if you're listening to this, if you're a school teacher or a young person, let me tell you why it's all bullshit. This is Sean King, and you're listening to
The Breakdown. The Breakdown. The Breakdown.
As you may have heard, I was removed from Instagram, banned, my account deleted, and I am still banned. Even though we filed an appeal, it could take weeks or months for that appeal to be heard. The reason they are giving is because I expressed public support for the actions that the Houthis are taking to stop the genocide against the Palestinian people. And here's the thing. I would probably support almost anybody or anything that would stop that genocide. Like, I just want to lay all my cards on the table. This genocide is so horrific, so disastrous, so violent, so depraved, so despicable that you find yourself hoping, praying that anybody, somebody, will do something to stand up and intervene. And the truth is, I remember before 1,000 people had been killed in Gaza, thinking that surely the world will not allow 1,000 people to be killed. Then I remember when 1,000 children were killed, thinking, oh, this has crossed a line. Surely the world is going to intervene. Now we're over 10,000 children. We're over 30,000 people, men, women, children, families, in some cases, entire family names have been completely eliminated. Entire family trees have been completely eliminated. That is, ladies and gentlemen, the very technical definition of genocide, of ethnic cleansing. When you literally remove someone from the gene pool. And here we are, 30,000 plus murders later. Yesterday, the past 24 hours in Gaza were horrific, absolutely horrific, violent, deadly, as Khan Yunis, which is in southern Gaza, which was in essence where 2 million people were told to flee. Now it's completely packed in southern Gaza, and it's being bombed everywhere. Over 100 plus people are killed every night. Sometimes it's close to 200 people. And so many nations in the region that could and should have stood up, that could and should have done something, didn't. And the people of Yemen, which have been in so much war and so much famine now for decades, said, listen, we can't let this happen on our watch without us doing anything. And because Yemen is on the Red Sea and billions and billions of dollars of trade comes through the Red Sea and up through the Suez Canal, Yemen has a very powerful spot right there. And they've always been a seafaring water traveling people for thousands of years from Yemen. But they said, listen, we're going to interrupt anything that comes through here. And particularly if anything is on its way to Israel, we're stopping it, period. And, you know, we don't intend to kill anybody. We don't even intend to injure anybody. But until this genocide ends, the Red Sea is going to be a mess. And when the genocide ends, we'll stop. That's it. For me, that was a bold, principled stand from a nation that's got a lot to lose. It's a very fragile country where the economy is consistently tinkering on the brink of collapse, in part because the world continues to reject Yemen simply because they stand with other people, Gaza in particular. Now, 3 years ago, when the Houthis, who have pretty much taken over the entire government of Yemen, the Houthis effectively run the government of Yemen. 3 years ago, the United States, which was a very important development. And we have to ask ourselves, what does it mean to be a quote unquote terrorist organization? Because, and how could the Houthis be added back to that list when over these past few months, where tens of thousands of Palestinians have been killed, and the Houthis have not killed a single solitary soul, have not kidnapped a single solitary soul, are not holding anybody hostage, and to my knowledge, have not even really injured anybody. How are they now put? How are they now being advocated to be placed on the United States terror list? It's extremely frustrating, and yet here we are. And what I want you to understand is that the United States uses these lists, like this terror list, as a political tool to cause harm to their enemies. Because here's the thing. If they haven't killed anybody, what really warrants their designation as terrorist? They aren't even harming, really, trade to the United States, the United States economy. So why is the United States putting them on this list? They are putting them on this list because the Houthis are very, very effectively disrupting the economy of the region, causing harm to the Israeli economy, and their steps are being very effective at confronting the genocide. If they weren't effective, you would not see what you see right now of the United States and the United Kingdom bombing Yemen. What? Now, here's what's wild. The United States has now killed at least 10 people in Yemen and on the waters of Yemen. Truthfully, I think the numbers are closer to 20 or more. So who are the terrorists? Who's causing harm? You know, nations from all over the region are now saying, U.S., you don't live here, and yet you are providing the weapons for so many places that are being bombed, and now you're directly bombing other countries. It's disturbing while they try to put them on the terror list. And so my hope is that the American people and the people of the world will see through these things, but the United States makes it in some ways dangerous for your personal livelihood to not only speak out, but to just call these things out at all. And so we're going to continue to call them out here on The Breakdown and anywhere else I can. But placing the Houthis, to the primary group of people in power in Yemen, placing them on the terror list is not only going to jam them up and their economy up and cause more famine and challenges for just everyday people there, it's going to also make it more difficult for those of us that are proud of them for taking this bold, principled stand. I'll be right back here tomorrow. Love and appreciate all of you. Take care, everybody.
Break it down.
The break down.
I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we are the Momentum Advisors. Every single week, we talk about wealth management, personal finance, and entrepreneurship.
We are financial advisors by day. We're entrepreneurs by night. We're building wealth for ourselves, and we want to make sure that you understand how to build wealth in your own family.
Tune in for shows like Is Your Money Racist? Retirement Savings? Investment 101? We literally run the gamut on all the things that you need to know about financial wealth, creating a legacy for your family, and really just wealth creation as a whole.
What we find is that these conversations are happening, but they're not happening as much as they need to in diverse communities. And so we're bringing a new voice, a new amount of energy, and we want you to tune in.
So we bring the tips, we bring the strategy, and we always bring the good news. So make sure you tune in every week to the Momentum Advisors. There's something for everyone.
Momentum. Show. 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 Show.